Cambridge English. Key English Test for Schools. Listening Test 5. There are 5 parts to the test. You will hear each piece twice. We will now stop for a moment. Please ask any questions now, because you must not speak during the test. Now, look at the instructions for part 1. For each question, choose the correct picture. Look at question 1. What is Vicky taking her grandmother in hospital?
What are you doing after school, Vicky?
I'm going to the hospital with my mother.
Oh dear, are you ill?
No, we're going to see my grandmother. We're going to take her something.
My parents brought me grapes when I was in hospital last year.
Grandma doesn't like grapes.
Flowers then? Everyone loves flowers.
We took her flowers yesterday. Today we're taking her some clothes. She needs clean clothes to sleep in.
Does she have to stay in a long time?
No, just 2 or 3 more days, my mum says.
Now listen again.
What are you doing after school, Vicky?
I'm going to the hospital with my mother.
Oh dear, are you ill?
No, we're going to see my grandmother. We're going to take her something.
My parents brought me grapes when I was in hospital last year.
Grandma doesn't like grapes.
Flowers then? Everyone loves flowers.
We took her flowers yesterday. Today we're taking her some clothes. She needs clean clothes to sleep in.
Does she have to stay in a long time?
No, just 2 or 3 more days, my mum says.
Where did Peter stay during the summer holidays?
I had a great time with my parents in the summer.
Really? Where did you go? Did you go back to that farm in Italy?
No. This time we went a bit further, to the Indian Ocean. It was sunny there every day.
Did you do a lot of swimming?
Yes, we did. But we also explored the place a lot. There were lots of animals and birds and insects on the island.
Oh, you went to an island?
Yes, sorry. Didn't I say that we went to an island?
Now listen again.
I had a great time with my parents in the summer.
Really? Where did you go? Did you go back to that farm in Italy?
No. This time we went a bit further, to the Indian Ocean. It was sunny there every day.
Did you do a lot of swimming?
Yes, we did. But we also explored the place a lot. There were lots of animals and birds and insects on the island.
Oh, you went to an island?
Yes, sorry. Didn't I say that we went to an island?
How much is the school trip?
Have you paid for the school trip yet?
Not yet. I'm bringing in the money tomorrow.
It's expensive, isn't it?
Well, we are going to France.
Yes, but £80 is a lot of money.
It isn't £80, it's £18.
Oh, that's better.
Well, actually, it's nearly £19. £18.80.
Now listen again.
Have you paid for the school trip yet?
Not yet. I'm bringing in the money tomorrow.
It's expensive, isn't it?
Well, we are going to France.
Yes, but £80 is a lot of money.
It isn't £80, it's £18.
Oh, that's better.
Well, actually, it's nearly £19. £18.80.
Four. Why is Daisy feeling angry?
What's the matter, Daisy? You look angry.
I am.
Why? Is it your sister again?
Yes. She makes me so angry.
What did she break this time?
What? Oh, no. She didn't break anything. She took my purple coat and blue scarf and went to a party.
That's bad.
Well, I don't mind her taking them, but she lost my scarf.
Lost it?
Yes. And it was my favourite.
Now listen again.
What's the matter, Daisy? You look angry.
I am.
Why? Is it your sister again?
Yes. She makes me so angry.
What did she break this time?
What? Oh, no. She didn't break anything. She took my purple coat and blue scarf and went to a party.
That's bad.
Well, I don't mind her taking them, but she lost my scarf.
Lost it?
Yes. And it was my favourite.
Five. What time does the train get to North Town?
Are we nearly there yet?
No, it's a little bit longer.
How many more stations are there before North Town?
Two, I think. We stop at South Town at 3:35. And then Central Station at 3:45.
That's a long time.
It isn't very long. And after Central Station, it's only 10 minutes to North Town.
So that's...
Come on, you can work it out.
Now listen again.
Are we nearly there yet?
No. It's a little bit longer.
How many more stations are there before North Town?
Two, I think. We stop at South Town at 3:35, and then Central Station at 3:45.
That's a long time.
It isn't very long. And after Central Station, it's only 10 minutes to North Town.
So that's...
Come on, you can work it out.
That is the end of part one. Now look at part two. For each question, write the correct answer in the gap. Write one word, or a number, or a date, or a time. Look at questions 6 to 10 now. You have 10 seconds. You will hear a teacher telling students about a writing competition.
Okay, before you go to your lessons, I want to tell you about a new competition. Every year we have a writing competition. We ask you to write a short story about any subject, but it must be less than 300 words. You must send your story to Mrs. Barnes. That's B-A-R-N-E-S. Mrs. Barnes, who is the English teacher. She must get your story before the 14th of April. I'm afraid if you send it to her after the 14th, she cannot put it into the competition.
A group of teachers, including Mrs. Barnes, will read all the stories, even if there are 100. They will choose the best 3 stories, and we will give these stories to the whole school to read. We will also give you a form. If you want to choose the best story, tick one of the titles and give in the form at the school office. Of course, the writers of the 3 stories mustn't give in a form. Mrs. Barnes will give the result of the competition before the half-term holiday. The winner will get a gift card for books with a value of £50.
Now listen again.
Okay, before you go to your lessons, I want to tell you about a new competition. Every year we have a writing competition. We ask you to write a short story about any subject, but it must be less than 300 words. You must send your story to Mrs. Barnes. That's B-A-R-N-E-S. Mrs. Barnes, who is the English teacher. She must get your story before the 14th of April. I'm afraid if you send it to her after the 14th, she cannot put it into the competition. A group of teachers, including Mrs. Barnes, will read all the stories, even if there are 100. They will choose the best 3 stories, and we will give these stories to the whole school to read. We will also give you a form. If you want to choose the best story, tick one of the titles and give in the form at the school office. Of course, the writers of the 3 stories mustn't give in a form. Mrs. Barnes will give the result of the competition before the half-term holiday. The winner will get a gift card for books with a value of £50.
That is the end of part 2. Now look at part 3. For each question, choose the correct answer. Look at questions 11 to 15 now. You have 20 seconds. You will hear Sarah talking to her friend Oliver about the school play.
Hi, Sarah. Do you want to go to the cinema next week?
I can't. I'm in the school play next week.
But the play is only on Saturday.
We do the play on Saturday for people to watch. But on Friday, we do it with all our special clothes on to check everything. And I have to go to the hall on Monday to Thursday to go through different scenes.
Oh, I see. Have you got a big part in the play then?
Yes, I play the Queen. It's one of the biggest parts. The King has more words, and maybe the King is more important for the story, but I'm on stage all the time.
Gosh, what's it about?
The king wants the princess, our daughter, to marry a rich prince called Hugo. But I want her to marry the man who she loves.
And who's that?
Fred, the gardener.
He's a gardener?
Yes, but of course, it's a fairy tale, so he isn't really a gardener.
What is he really? A frog?
No, he's a rich prince too, but he's a nice rich prince called Robert.
So does it all end happily?
Yes. Well, for everyone except Hugo.
Do you like the play?
I don't really like the play because it's silly. But I like the person who I'm playing, the Queen. And, of course, I love acting. It's fun.
Now listen again.
Hi, Sarah. Do you want to go to the cinema next week?
I can't. I'm in the school play next week.
But the play is only on Saturday.
We do the play on Saturday for people to watch. But on Friday, we do it with all our special clothes on to check everything. And I have to go to the hall on Monday to Thursday to go through different scenes.
Oh, I see. Have you got a big part in the play then?
Yes, I play the Queen. It's one of the biggest parts. The King has more words, and maybe the King is more important for the story, but I'm on stage all the time.
Gosh, what's it about?
The King wants the princess, our daughter, to marry a rich prince called Hugo. But I want her to marry the man who she loves.
And who's that?
Fred, the gardener.
He's a gardener?
Yes, but of course, it's a fairy tale, so he isn't really a gardener.
What is he really? A frog?
No, he's a rich prince too, but he's a nice rich prince called Robert.
So does it all end happily?
Yes. Well, for everyone except Hugo.
Do you like the play?
I don't really like the play because it's silly. But I like the person who I'm playing, the Queen. And, of course, I love acting. It's fun.
That is the end of part three. Now look at part four. For each question, choose the correct answer. You will hear a teacher talking to her class. What maths homework must the students do this evening?
Okay, can you all look at pages 14 and 15 in your maths book? I'd like you to do exercises 1 to 5 on that page. Don't try to do 6 because we haven't studied that point yet. Write your answers in your notebook, but, and this is very important, you must show me how you got each answer, okay? And don't ask your friends for help. I want to see what you know.
Now listen again.
Okay, can you all look at pages 14 and 15 in your maths book? I'd like you to do exercises 1 to 5 on that page. Don't try to do 6 because we haven't studied that point yet. Write your answers in your notebook, but, and this is very important, you must show me how you got each answer, okay? And don't ask your friends for help. I want to see what you know.
Seventeen. You will hear a boy, Bill, talking to his mother. What has he done this morning?
Have you done your room yet, Bill?
I've nearly done it.
That's great. So you've cleaned your room?
Well, I've put the cleaning things in there.
Okay. So have you made your bed?
I've put all the clean sheets in there.
Well, it's a start. Can you get on with everything now? Grandma's coming to lunch.
Okay.
Now listen again.
Have you done your room yet, Bill?
I've nearly done it.
That's great. So you've cleaned your room?
Well, I've put the cleaning things in there.
Okay. So have you made your bed?
I've put all the clean sheets in there.
Well, it's a start. Can you get on with everything now? Grandma's coming to lunch.
Okay.
Eighteen. You will hear a teacher talking to one of his students called Eva. Why was she late this morning?
Eva, can I have a word with you?
Yes, sir.
You were late this morning?
Yes, I'm sorry, sir. It was the bus.
Oh, I see. The bus was late?
No, I missed the bus.
Oh, Was the bus early?
No, it was my fault. I didn't hear my alarm. I got to the bus stop too late.
Okay.
I'm sorry. It won't happen again.
Okay.
Now, listen again.
Eva, can I have a word with you?
Yes, sir.
You were late this morning.
Yes, I'm sorry, sir. It was the bus.
Oh, I see. The bus was late?
No, I missed the bus.
Oh, was the bus early?
No, it was my fault. I didn't hear my alarm. I got to the bus stop too late.
Okay.
I'm sorry. It won't happen again.
Okay.
You will hear a father talking to his daughter, Mary. What will the weather be like this afternoon?
Dad, have you seen anything about the weather today?
What do you mean?
Well, is it going to be hot or cold, sunny or raining?
It's nice now.
I know it's nice now, but I don't want to take my coat if it's going to be nice all day.
Let me see. Okay. Well, the newspaper says sunny with light rain later.
Okay. I should take my coat then.
Yes, I think so.
Now, listen again.
Dad, have you seen anything about the weather today?
What do you mean?
Well, is it going to be hot or cold, sunny or raining?
It's nice now.
I know it's nice now, but I don't want to take my coat if it's going to be nice all day.
Let me see. Okay. Well, the newspaper says sunny with light rain later.
Okay. I should take my coat then.
Yes, I think so.
You will hear a man talking to his daughter, Kim. What does he want her to do?
Are you free for a minute, Kim?
I'm just going out.
I just need you to help me bring the washing in. It started to rain.
Okay, but my bus goes in 10 minutes.
There's lots of time. We'll bring it all in and put it on the line in the bathroom.
Dad, I'll miss my bus.
All right. I'll put it in the bathroom. Just help me bring it in.
Okay.
Thank you.
Now listen again.
Are you free for a minute, Kim?
I'm just going out.
I just need you to help me bring the washing in. It started to rain.
Okay, but my bus goes in 10 minutes.
There's lots of time. We'll bring it all in and put it on the line in the bathroom.
Dad, I'll miss my bus.
All right, I'll put it in the bathroom. Just help me bring it in.
Okay.
Thank you.
That is the end of part 4. Now look at part 5. For each question, choose the correct answer. Look at questions 21 to 25 now. You have 15 seconds. You will hear Daisy talking to her mother about her birthday party. What food will each person make?
Mum, what's everybody making for my birthday party? Have you sorted it out yet?
I think so. I'm going to make strawberry ice cream.
My favourite!
That's why I'm making it, of course.
Is Dad doing his special meal?
What's his special... Oh, you mean burgers?
Yes.
Of course. He'll do them on the barbecue if it isn't raining.
What about Uncle? I don't think he can cook. Can he?
No. So he's making a big salad with fresh vegetables from his garden. And your aunt is making the sandwiches. Cheese and tomato, I think.
I don't like cheese and tomato.
No, but other people in the family do.
I'm sure that Grandma is making pasta. She always makes pasta.
But you like it.
I love it. It's just funny.
So what's left?
Well, my cousin.
Oh, yes. We need to tell her what to make.
Could she make us little pizzas? She did that once before and they were delicious.
That's a good idea. I'll tell her.
Now, listen again.
Mum, what's everybody making for my birthday party? Have you sorted it out yet?
I think so. I'm going to make strawberry ice cream.
My favourite!
That's why I'm making it, of course.
Is Dad doing his special meal?
What's his special... Oh, you mean burgers?
Yes.
Of course. He'll do them on the barbecue if it isn't raining.
What about Uncle? I don't think he can cook. Can he?
No. So he's making a big salad with fresh vegetables from his garden. And your aunt is making the sandwiches. Cheese and tomato, I think.
I don't like cheese and tomato.
No, but other people in the family do.
I'm sure that Grandma is making pasta. She always makes pasta.
But you like it.
I love it. It's just funny.
So what's left?
Well, my cousin.
Oh, yes. We need to tell her what to make.
Could she make us little pizzas? She did that once before and they were delicious.
That's a good idea. I'll tell her.
That is the end of part 5. That is the end of the test.